Sugyo of Amir Lakum, Kukhof Aleph, Kukhof Beis, Kukhof Nun. The Mishnah says, Nachri Shavala Chavis, In Emrim Lei Kavei Val Techve. A Nachri that comes to be Mechavei Fire on Shabbat, of a Yid, In Emrim Lei Kavei Val Techve. We're not allowed to tell him to go ahead and put out the fire. Val Techve, actually, if you read the Pashtus Lashon of the Mishnah, Mashma, that you're not allowed to tell him not to put it out. However, the Torah passes the interesting halacha. We'll get to it. Meisha Yivav. You're allowed to tell a guy. You're allowed to be meichen a guy who comes to put out the fire. So the Mordechai says that it's meduric in the Mishnah. You're not allowed to say to him, don't put it out. However, the Mishnah says muchen the Gemara not that way, and that's the way Rashi in the Farish that ein amrulai kavei means you're not allowed to tell him to put it out. The altechve means that you don't have to tell him that to stop and not put it out. Why are you not allowed to tell him? Rashi says, Rabbanan Gazer al Amir Lenachem Mishmashvot. The reason why you're not allowed to tell him to put it out is because the Rabbanan Regezer on Amir Lachem Mishmashvot is the Rabbanan. Rashi, what's the Shvot? Why is there an Isser? Why were there a Gezer? Mashmoyis Lachar is, like Rashi says a few lines later, Kavehu Delei Aminalei Shosem Shluchay Mamash. If you tell the guy to put it out, then you're making him into your Shliach. The Mashmois is from Rashi that the reason why Amir La'akum is Aser, why Chazal were Gezer, is because it's like a Shlichus, even though we pass in Ein Shlichus Legoi. However, Kivegas Masber in Simon Shin Zayin, he says, anything which by Yisrael Chay Shlichus, some of it since by Yisrael Chay Shlichus, Chazal Aser is also by a Goy. The way that the Agoris Maimon, he says, in Perek Vav, he says, Yeh Shlichus L'chumra. There is shlichus l'chumra. Again, we pass in there's no shlichus l'goy. L'chumra to say that it's going to be usher for you to make more shlichus on the Shabbos. There is shlichus l'goy. That's the third of the pashtus when Rashi says that Amir l'akum is usher mishum shvus. It's because shlichus it's kilo as visa shlichus. However, if you look at Rekiv Eger, you can go to the Shas. Rekiv Eger is mitzayin to a gemara navayt to Rashi navayt azar daftezvav ben alef. Rashi in the Chur, what he means to say, even though the Giras is over here, Rashi divir maschal nehi by us it's a different divir maschal. Rashi says l'chur lehedyo that the reason why Amir la'akum is aser is because Masha aser li Yisrael loy mer la'akum aser li kach zel mishum mimtzei chafazech v'daver dover dibur aser. You're not allowed to say a dibur aser on Shabbat. Maybe we darshan out of a pasuk. L'chur Rabbi Kiva Eger. What's Rabbi Kiva Eger doing when he's being mitzayin? Ayin shom. Very often, maybe it's not a klal. Very often, Kiva Eger is trying to be mer. Now l'chur over here, he says mishum shvus. And the Rishon Shvus Lachur is because it's Shlichus. And over there, it looks like it's a drasha from the Pasuk. You can say it's an Asmachta, and in Hanami, that's why Chazal were going there. That's how you can answer up. The Mashmoyis of Rashi is that it's a drasha Gemura. And Memela, Rabbi Kivir is being murdered. Why are you saying that it's Mishum Shvus Lachur is a drasha Gemura? Well done on that. What does it mean that it's. That what's Kran Rashi and Avodah Zarah? Rashi says, the reason why we learn it, why it's Asar, is because Zavra Dover. Now, where do we see that? We saw the Gemara Daf Kuf Nun that talks about Diburim Aserim. You're not allowed to say Diburim Aserim on Shabbos. You're not allowed to ask a Yid to do Malacha for you. Other things, if it's a Remez and it's not a Dibur, then it's Mutter. Diburim, which are Aserim, are also on Shabbos that we learn out of Dabur Dover. It never says Amir al-Akum over here. It never says that Amir al-Akum is one of those Yisurim. It says Diburim that are Aserim, rather than Tal. Is Amir al-Akum included that or not? L'chur is not Mefurish. I, it's a Dibur Aserim. Who says that it's a Dibur Aserim? L'chur, it's not Aser. For a guy to do a malach on Shabbos is no Aser. So what does it mean that it's a Dibur Aser? A Dibur Aser means if I'm telling you to do something which is Aser on Shabbos. But if I'm telling you to do something which is not Aser for you to do on Shabbos, you're right, for me it's Aser on Shabbos. But for you it's not Aser to do on Shabbos. Is that Nichlal in Dibur Aser? Or not? Al derech zeh, you could be ma'arir. Shitas Rashi is, we saw in Tosfos that when a guy does a malacha for you, you're not allowed to be nene from the malacha. Because if you're going to allow to be nana from the malacha, you might come to ask the guy. Rashi and many other Rishonim learn not that way. Rashi learned that the reason why you're not allowed to be nana from the malacha that a guy does for you is you shouldn't be nana from malacha which was done on Shabbos. Rashi says lehedya in Beit Sodach of the Alam Beis. The Ran over there says the same thing. The Rashi learns that way. The Ritva in certain places seems to say the Rashi. I'm sure the Ritva. The Rashi says lehedya in Erevin. I think the Ritva also says also in Erevin that from the test. That the reason why it's also to be nene from a malacha, if you didn't ask the guy to do it, If the guy just did it himself, you're not allowed to be nene, because you're not allowed to be nene mi malecha Shabbos. Or malecha yomtiv mi dinner yomtiv. The question is, what malacha is there for a guy to do malacha on Shabbos? There is no malacha. If a yid did malacha, mevashal b'Shabbos, I can understand that should be aser. An iser was done on Shabbos, you shouldn't be nene from an iser which was done on Shabbos. But if a guy does something for a yid, so then what iser, what malacha was done? If the whole reason, the chura, if you want to say that he's not allowed to do it because you might come to ask him, so maybe it's a gzera, us with that one. Gzera. But if be'etzem, there's no gzera that we're scared that you're going to come to ask him. Just you're not allowed to be nene from his malacha, the chura, there's no malacha over here. So we're asking really two shelis, achash yishtayim, is there an itzer malacha when a guy does something? How does it pass to say, how could you say that we learn out from davar davar that there's an itzer for to ask a guy, the chura is not a dibur ha'asa? And second of all, according to Rashi, that says you're not allowed to be nene from Aleches Goy, l'chur, because you're not allowed to be nene from Maisa Shabbos, l'chur, it's not Maisa Shabbos, there's no Isra for Goy to do Malach on Shabbos. Another haro is that if Rashi Taka learns it out of Davar Davar, so then why does Gemara say that Mir Lach Mishum Shmus? It's not just the Shaila on Rashi over here that says it. It's the Gemara, it's not that Tufnun. The Gemara says Amir L'Nachri is also Mishum Shmus. Why do you think it's also Mishum Shmus? It's l'chur, it's Rashi Gemur. And real, you could ask another shayla is that if we talk a learned out of a Joshua Gemara, the same way that the Gemara says in Daf Kuf Nun, that by Diburim, it's only a Dibur which is for your Tzarech, which is Aser, but a Dibur which is the Tzarech Shamayim, Chefti Mitzvah is Mutter. Mimtzoy Chafatzecho is Aser. Chefti Shamayim is Mutter. You're telling me that we're learning it out of a Pasuk, it's not just that Chazal were Gezer. We're learning it out of a Pasuk, Mimtzoy Chafatzecho Vadavar Dabar, then the Chorich should have the same column of the Pasuk. Which would mean a very big nakamina lalacha that it would be mutter to ask a guy to do some an itzer daraita for you if it's for a mitzvah. The tzarech mitzvah would be mutter to ask a guy to do something because that's not chafatzecho, that's chafte shemayim. If you learned it, tamir lanachri shvus chazal were grazer, they were grazer by everything. But if it's from the drush from the pasuk, then the chorim is dafka by chafte shemayim and it's not chafatzecho and not chafte shemayim. So, to answer these last two questions, and that is, why do we say that it's a shvus, the chur, it's a pasuk? And if it's a pasuk, then it chefsei mitzvah should be mutter. Says the Prima Gadim in Simin Shin Zayin. There's two Prima Gadims there that speak about this. Shin Zayin Aleph really talks about this Nekuda. And he says that in Echonami, the reason why we said Amir Lenachri Shvus, he says the last two questions, Chodim et Haresis Bechavarta. You're right, there is a pasuk that tells you, Mimtecha Vatecha Vadabra Dover. And that tells me that the drasha zakral, that it's aser, possibly midaraisa, to ask a goy. However, if we just learn it out from that pasuk, then chetzi mitzvah would be mutter. You'd be allowed to ask a goy to do mitzvah. Mameila chazal were goyzer. Amir lanach, mishum shvos, to aser, even b'mokha mitzvah. You're right, there is two din. There's one din, that's the din daraisa, which tells you, dafka chafat sefer aser. And then there's the din chazal were mesakin on top of that, to aser even chetzi mitzvah. Says the Prima Gadim, there's a famous Shidas Bala Iter, Be'ezer Hashem, hopefully within the next week or so we'll be able to see it. This week we should be able to see it. The famous Shidas Bala Iter that says that you're allowed to ask, he learns this way in the Gemara, in Irvin Samach Zayin, that you're allowed to ask a guy to do an Iser Darais L'Tzarech Mitzvah. It's Mavur this way, according to at least one Girsa in the Gemara in Irvin, that you're allowed to ask a guy to do an Iser Darais for Bris Milo, to be able to become a Bris Milo. And he learns out there to every mitzvah. They allowed it to ask a guy to do a Isra Daraisa with Tzarech mitzvah. So he says, Ebazei, Hadra Kosha Leduchta. Why do we need Amir La'anachim Mishum Shvus? What were Chazal Gerizer that Amir La'anachim is also Mishum Shvus? You can't say that they were going to ask even mitzvah because he holds that you're Tzarech mitzvah Sakamotim. Mele says the Prima Gadim, it's coming to ask a remnant. If we learn it out of the Pasuk, we saw in Daf Kuf Nun, the only thing which is Aser is Dibur. But Remez would be Mutter. Then Mela comes along, the Chazal, and they were going through that even B'derech Remez, you're not allowed to ask a guy to do a Malacha. Now, there are those that ask, that if we talk of, how could Rashi say, how could we have a Havamina to learn it out of Mtsecha Vatech Vadaber Dover, which is Mashma, that the Iker Itzer of Amir La'akum is by Shabbat. Chazal may be great, but they were moitif on that to also aser mitzvah, or also aser remnant.
But the Iker din is mashma that it's dafka by Shabbat and Tzoychav is dafka by Dover.
The truth is though that the Gemara says in Bav Metzion Daf Tzadi, the Gemara asks, Iboy Elohu, Mayu Sheyem Ra'odam Lenokri Chasein Parosi V'doishbo. Mi Aminan Ki Aminan Amir Lenokri Shvut Tani Mivin in Shabbat, this is Kilo, Ava Chasima this is Lav Loi, Oidom Oleshno. The Gemara asks about two things. Are we allowed to ask a guy to put a muzzle on your animal and he should, and the animal should be dushed, should thresh the wheat? Or do we say that Amir Lenachri is Asr? Or no, Amir Lenachri is only Asr by Shabbos, it's not Asr by Shara Mitzvahs. The Gemara asks the same thing with regard to being Mesaris an animal. Are you allowed to do serious, ask a guy to do serious on an animal? For Yid it's Asr, are you allowed to ask a guy to do it? It's not clear how the Gemara comes down Halacha L'Maisa, it's Machlok Rishonim, whether or not the Gemara is Poshit, it's a suffering in the Gemara. And the Rambam L'Maisa goes L'Chumra. The Rambam in two places, the Yisurviya, the Gimel, he says over there that with regard to Sirius, you're not allowed to ask a guy to do it because we hold it, and the Rav Magen says, because Amir L'Nachri is Pasar B'chol HaTorah Kula. So if Amir L'Nachri is Pasar B'chol HaTorah Kula, so how does the pass to say that Davar Davar is the Makor for Amir L'Nachri that it's Pasar, Davar Davar is a Din Dafka by Shabbos? It's not a Din B'chol HaTorah Kula. So Stifler brings down from the base mayor, the others that want to tie it this way also, that over here it doesn't pass to say Amir L'Nachri is Pasar. Because why is Amir Nachri Asr Mishum Shvus? We said before, and the Rashi says, because it's a shlichus. When you ask a guy to do a malacha for you, it's kilo as you're making a shliach. So says the base mayor, it's only shaykh to say that there's a din of shliach ledvar avero, when you ask a guy to do something for you, when the etzem maisa that he's doing is a davar which is metuiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the te'eva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a davar which is asr ve'etzem. For example, sirus, to be mesaris an animal. If a guy is going to go ahead and be mesaris an animal, the Itzer was done. A dover which was metuav, a to'eva was done. So, that's a problem. However, on Shabbos, what's the malacha that we're handling? What's the Itzer? The Itzer is, if a guy does malacha, there's a din lamani nuach, he's supposed to be, the yid is supposed to be nach, and that is what the chiyuv is. Memela, if somebody sends a shliach to do a malacha, it doesn't make a difference if the shliach did the malacha, l'maisa the Yisrael was nach. The Maitha Isser is, what's the Ta'iva? What's the problem? The problem is if a Yid is not Noch on Shabbos, he's not Shrivis on Shabbos. He does Malacha. Over here, he didn't do Malacha. He sent the guy to do it. But we can only be Misyachet the Maitha back to the Yid if there's something which is Be'etzem, a problem that went on here. A Sirus went on. The animal is now on the Sirus. However, over here, the problem is not that a Malacha was done. There's no problem. A Goy Shabbos is Chayim Yisra. A Goy is not allowed to be Shem Shabbos. There's no problem that the guy did malacha. The problem is if a yid does malacha, if a yid is not shavis, then he does malacha. In this case, the yid was shavis, and therefore, it's not shavis to say that the din is shlichus here. Memela, he says, we have to come on to Dabar Dabar to tell me that there's a makor. Which would mean. No, the chumra. That's the din of the Rav Magen. It's still not answering up why he says Amir L'Nachri Shvus then. But we were asking, where's these two dinim over here? There's Mitzad Echad is Davar Davar, Mitzad Sheni is Amir L'Nachri Shvus. So, Mitzad Echad we have the Prima Gadim that says that if you just have Davar Davar, it would be Mutter B'mokim Mitzvah or B'mokim Rumizim, Amel Chazal Asr Shvus. And Mitzad Sheni we have that the base mayor goes the other way around. If you just have the Amir L'Nachri Shvus that we have, B'cholat Arakula, that wouldn't be enough when you get to Shabbos, because on Shabbos, shlichus wouldn't be usher for a guy to do it for a yid, because the yid was not. Therefore, we need the special din of Dabra Dabra. However, many achrenim learn takanat that way. Many achrenim learn that there's two dinim in Amir L'Akam. What is that? There's Dabra Dabra, and there's a din of Amir L'Akam Mishum Shvus, which means that when a yid asks a guy to do a malach on Shabbos, please put up a pot of challan for me on Shabbos and cook the pot. He's over on two things. He's over on Davar Davar, and he's over on Amir L'Nachri Mishum Shvus. Why do I need two halachas? Says the Stifler, and Rebbe Chanan, Kavitshir, Memtes, many others go this way also, that there's a big nafkamino. There's a nafkamino in the case where you ask the guy before Shabbos to do malacha on Shabbos, or you ask a guy on Shabbos to do malacha after Shabbos. If you ask a guy on Shabbos to do on Shabbos, you're right, you have two Yisurim. But if you ask a guy before Shabbos to do malacha on Shabbos, there's no Isra Dabar Dabar. When was my Dibur? My Dibur was before Shabbos. It was Mutter to talk then. So there's no Isra Dabar Dabar. The only Isra is when he does the Malach on Shabbos, there's the Isra of Shlichus.
And fuck cares? When I ask him on Shabbos to do malacha after Shabbos, you can't tell me that there's any shlichus over there. He did the malacha after Shabbos. There's no issue that went on. What's the answer? Davar davar. That I had a dibur ha'asim. Mamela, we need two adinim. There's no steer in Rashi b'chlal. There's no steer that Rashi in Avodah Zarah says davar davar, and over here it says hamela nach mishmishvulis. Because be'etzim we need both of the adinim, and both of them are true. And in a case where I ask a goy to do a malacha on Shabbos, I have both of the dinim. I have anir l'nachum mishum shvuos, and I have davar davar. The nafkamin is going to be in a case where I ask him before Shabbos to do on Shabbos, or on Shabbos to do after Shabbos. So, the truth is, we looked at Rav Chanan, with this, Rav Chanan answers a pella of Rav Kiva Eger, a tmiya of Rav Kiva Eger. Kiva Eger asks, the Gemara says, in Avodah Zarah, Daf Samach Zayin, that there was a case of a tinoik that had to have a bris milo, and they had water boiled for him from before Shabbos. In those days, it was sakanas nefashos. You could only do bris milo if they had hot water to wash the baby. The Mechaber already says in Siman Shin Lamed Aleph that the metzias changed. Mechaber quotes this down. He says in the times of Chazal, if you didn't have water, then you were not able to do it. It was a sakana. Shin Lamed Aleph. Says, no, nowadays the Messiah has changed, and what's Mesukin, we don't have to worry about it. But that was the Maisa Shehayo. They had water that was heated up for this baby, and the water, somebody knocked into it, and all the water spilled. So the Shehayo was, how could they heat up water on Shabbos? Said Relvo, Nechayme Agav Ime, you should be Mechamimit, the mother, if she's a Cholo. You could do malacha for her. And if you're doing malacha for her, agav her, since you're heating up water for her, heat up water also for the child. Says the Ran, we see from here that ribu bishurim is not an iser daraiso. To add on water for something which is be'etim aser, is not an iser daraiso. Because if you would be allowed to add on, you shouldn't be... I'm sorry. Says the Ran, that ribu bishurim is daraiso. So it must mean over here, if you add on water for somebody else who's not mother to add on water for, in other words, you would have cooked up 1 gallon of water, 1 liter of water, and now you're cooking up 2 liters of water, adding in an extra liter of water and cooking that up, that's ribu bishurim. You're adding on something which is be'etzem, you have no heter for, that is the iser daraisa. Says the Ran, therefore it must mean, over here when you say that we're going to heat up water for the baby, we're going to ask a guy to heat up the water for the baby. Because the yid is not allowed to heat up the water, because there would be isur daraisa of ribu bishurim.
Why
are they heating? What? If that's the case, that ribu bishurim is the isur daraisa, so what's it going to help you that the guy is going to do it? He said the guy should heat it up, agav ime, agav the mother. What does it help to do it agav the mother? L'chur is still isur daraisa. What's the difference if he does it straight or if he does it agav the mother? By both of them, there's the iser daraisa. Says Rabbi Chanan, I'll tell you the difference. The difference is whether or not there's going to be 2 iserim or 1 iser. And that is, like he says, with the iser that he just said before. And when I ask a guy to do malach on Shabbos, there's always 2 iserim. There's 1 iser of the amira, and there's 1 iser of the malacha. Amir l'nachum mishum shvus. There's the dibur, which is aser. And there's the actual malacha that he's doing, which is a mishum shvus. Now, if I ask him to do it agav the mother, so what did I say? I just said, put this pot on the fire. So my dibur is not a dibur aser. Inside the pot is twice the amount of water. So the malacha that he's going to be doing is going to be aser on Shabbos. But there's no dibur which is aser. The dibur is put the pot on the fire. Heat up this pot of water. The mela, I'm going down. If I ask the guy to do it, agav the mother, I'm going down from 2 iserim to 1 iserim. And another, this is with his yisayin, with the Sefer's yisayin, with the Rukhana's yisayin, that when I ask a guy to do malach on Shabbos, there's 2 iserim. There's 1 iser al zaber dover, my deeper is a deeper aser. There's a second iser of amir l'nachum yishum shvut, that there's an iser for a nachri to do malacha. The malach itself is aser because he's my shliach. It's kilo as if he's my shliach to do the malacha. Mamela, if he's doing the, if I am able to tell him how to do it in an eifer where I don't have a zebra aser, then it's only going to be 1 iser instead of 2 iser. Now, Rabbi Kiva Eger Kanira didn't go that way, and that's why Rabbi Kiva Eger asked the question. And maybe it's Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Kiva Eger Shitasan. Rabbi Kiva Eger over here is Mitzayin to Rashi and Avodah Zarah, that Rashi over here says Amir L'Nachum Mishum Shvut, and over there he says Dabar Dover. And Rabbi Chanan, according to Rabbi Chanan, really, and this is really, the Stipulus says also, that it's not a Seer, there's two Dinim. You need both of the Dinim. You need the Amir L'Nachum Mishum Shvut, and you need the Dabar Dover. There's two Dinim that we have in every Amir L'Akum. Why do we need two dinim? Like we said before, if you ask me before Shabbos, on Shabbos, all you have is shlichus, you don't have daber daber. Ask him on Shabbos for after Shabbos, all you have is daber daber, you don't have mishum shlichus. When you ask him on Shabbos for Shabbos, you have two dinim. All you said is heat up the pot of water. No. I can put in the water. I'll put in the water. Or whatever. We'll put in. I don't tell him how much to put. What?
He has to put it in.
Heat up a pot of water. Heat up a pot of water. As long as I don't tell him to do more, then the dibur is not a dibur of mother. Heat up a pot of water for the mother. The kumta is lechura, but that's Rashi. We have two dinim in Amir L'Akum. Amir L'Akum is also al davar davar, and Amir L'Akum is also mishum shlichus. Now yesh lama das tesis. What does Taisa told with regard to Amir Lakum? What's the Issa of Amir Lakum? So Taisa says that the reason why you're not allowed to be Nene from Malacha that a Goy does for you on Shabbos, Taisa says in Daftukha Bezim Araf, if a Goy does a Malacha for you on Shabbos, you're not allowed to be Nene. Why are you not allowed to be Nene? Because you might come to ask him to do Malacha for you. They were geizer, an iser, to be nene from the malacha of a guy, because you might come to do an iser, you might come to ask him to do malacha. The shayla is the chur, that's exactly there. Because if Amir L'Nachri is asr mishum shvus, so not to be nene, an iser hana, the gzira that you might come to ask him, that's gzira atu iser derabanan, that you might come to ask him. So the truth is, Rishen Rebbe Meir, the Ritva asked the question, and he says, in economy, it's a gzira l'gzira, of a kula chod gzira, ilav ho lekaimiho. You need both the gziras, they made both the gziras at the same time. And therefore, it's not considered a gzir l'gzirim. The thing is, b'divrei teis l'chorei teisim, teis is not maskir that b'chal. Teis is not maskir b'chal that it's a gzir l'gzirim, or that kula chod gzirim. The mashmois is that if he teisis, you don't have to come on to that. What's takat b'sha? So, we saw the Gemara in Daf Kufnun. On Kufnun, teisis says, the Gemara asks, v'divrei miyotzer, ay, v'amir chizda v'amir nuno, v'amir chizda v'amir nuno, damir tavayu. Chazbreni shemitzah mutal chazbreni mishabes. The Gemara goes through the whole thing. In fact, the Gemara, in fact, Taisus says, "V'diber mi'aser pirish min atero." Can you tell me that diber is aser min atero? I mean, the sharin and diber shemitzah mechal midaris the shari. Can you tell me that diber is going to be aser min atero? Why? How do I know? How did Taisus know that diber, the otherwise min atero? Because if you get matter diber shemitzah, so it has to be that min atero. It's going to be mutter because that. It can't be that Dibur is Asr Min HaTorah, because if Dibur is Asr Min HaTorah, there'd be no Makadim Mechalik between Shal Mitzvah and not Shal Mitzvah. And what was the Gemara's answer? No. That, you're right, Dibur is Taka Asr Min HaTorah, but the reason why Shal Mitzvah is Mutter, because it says, Imtzei Chafatzecha, Chafatzecha Asurim, and Chafatzei Shemayim Mutar. The Mashmois of Tesis is, that Tesis is learning that what we darshan out of this Pasuk of Adaber Dover is Isser Daraisa. V'dibur aser, can you tell me that dibur is going to be aser min atero? I mean, Taisus, where do we learn that dibur is aser? From davar davar. And the Gemara is asking, v'dibur mi aser, and Taisus says, dibur aser min atero. And what is the Gemara's answer? Yes, dibur is aser min atero. Just we have a mit, min atero, that min, the tzarech mitzvah, it's mutter. So Taisus, the pasuk mashmaiz of Taisus is that what we darshan out of the pasuk of davar davar is an iser daraisa. And the truth is, the Prima Godin, Mishvat Tzayis Aleph, Shin Zayin Mishvat Tzayis Aleph, learns this way without Taisus. He says with that says Taka Itzu Daraisa. He says Mitemach Tzedek leans this way. That says that the Taka Itzu Daraisa. Now it's not Mefurish over here that Taisa says this with regard to Amir L'Akum. Like we said before, it could be that Amir L'Akum B'chal is not a Dibur Aser. But if we understand that, like Rashi, that we can learn that Amir L'Akum from Dabur Dover, and Dabur Dover is the Itzu Daraisa, then Taisa is very Gishmak. Taisa is the reason why it's not a Gzir L'Gziro. To Aser Hano from a Maisa of a Goy, or to that you might come to ask the guy to do malacha, if you understand that asking the guy to do malacha is the iser daraisa of davar davar, then it's not a gzera gzera, it's a gzera, also iser daraisa. L'chura, if we go that way, it's also gishmak, Taisa in Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph, Taisa says, Ein omrim leikaveh, Afilu be iser derabanan amir lenachri shvut. Even by iser derabanan, amir lenachri is aser midrabanan. Amir lenachri is aser. Now the shaila is, what would be the havamina to say that amir lenachri is only aser by iser deraisa, not aser by iser derabanan? If the word of amir lenachri is because of shlichus, where is the machlokes mechalek between deraisa and derabanan? If you understand that davar davar is a din daraisa, so you can say that the only thing that's aser is if the Torah was asking you to ask a guy, it's only asking you to ask a guy what's aser midaraisa, nothing which is aser midarabanan. That would be gishmak. The lashon of Taisa is not so gishmak. As Taisa says, afilu be'isa darabanan amir lenachri shvut. Mashma that it's only darabanan. It's taka not a daraisa. I think we give eggs with that in that lashon. That Mishum Shvut says Mashma from Taisa says Taka. It's only Issa Darabanan. It's not Issa Daraisa. Agav, with regard to this Gemara, Taisa brings a raya. Afilu b'Issa Darabanan. Amir l'Nachri Shvut. Because Amir l'Kamam v'Perik Shoyel. Lo Yemer Adam l'Chaveris Chirli Poyaler. In that case, the Gemara is talking about you're not allowed to ask a guy. We saw the Gemara Daf Kuf Nun. You're not allowed to ask a guy to ask him to hire another guy to work for you. Now, l'chero, what's that case? That's the case of amir la'amir. You're asking a guy to ask another guy to do malacha. I'm asking Fred to hire George. So I'm asking a guy to ask another guy. So that's amir la'amir. And mashmoit is that's still aser. It's a big shadow. What's the story with amir? Maybe I'm only not allowed to ask a guy to do malacha for me. But to ask a guy to ask another guy to do malacha, maybe that's not a problem. The avodas agushuni brings a raya, brought down the Shulchan Chavetz Yar. He brings a raya from this Gemara. He says, we see from here that Amir Lamir is Aser. Vizu raya she'in alav tshuva, he says. So raya she'in alav tshuva, you're not allowed to ask a guy to ask him to rent, to hire somebody else to work for you, because it's Amir Lamir and it's Aser. Says the Chafetz Yor, he says, I don't have a raya one way or another, but this Gemara is not a raya, certainly. Why not? He says, it's not a raya klal, he says. Why? Because what's the Iser over here? The Isser is the Haskarah's plan. The Isser is to ask somebody to do malacha. To ask a guy to hire someone else means you're asking a guy to do the Isser Darabanan. The Isser Darabanan is not asking the second guy, Fred asking George to do malacha. It's Fred hiring somebody is the Isser Darabanan. You're not allowed to ask a guy to do the Isser Darabanan. The Haskarah's plan in and of itself is the malacha. And that itself, so you're asking a guy to do it, it's a darabanan. That's not a mirror la mirror. You're asking a guy to do it, it's a darabanan, which is speaking. The speaking is the Issa darabanan. But you're not asking, it's not like a case where I'm asking Fred to ask George to turn on the light. That's asking one guy to ask another guy to do a malacha. Here it's asking a guy to do a malacha of asking somebody else if he wants to work for me. Because the Askaras Parlim itself is the Issa. Lalach l'maisa sakanat pashen how we paskin. The Mishnah Berurah brings down both of the shitas. Says Malcolm Esther Gadol, you could be mekel. He says if a guy does it himself without saying, let's say George comes over to Fred and he says, "You turn on the light." Now the reason why George wants the light on is because he wanted it on for the yid. Just a yid never asked him. George did it on himself. Decided to do that. He asked another guy. Says in that case, Amira la Amira, when a guy was the initiator. Then says the Prima God, in such a case, Pashtas is mutter. So Kum Tais Lacher, but Pashtas we can say without Tais Vista. Tais also learns that Vedavar Davar that is Iser Doraisa. However, it is really not Pashtas, like Rabbi Kivager says, that the Mashmoyt of Tais over here is that it's only the Rabban. And Afilu B'Issa Darabban, Amir L'Nachri Shvut. And Tais never says that Vedavar Davar is referring to Amir La'akum. And there's one Shita that says that Amir la'akum is mishum is asmi daraisa, but it's not even learned out of the pasuk of davar davar. Lamaisa, when the Beis Yosef in Siman Reish Mem Dalet brings down, there's a mechilta that's brought down. The smag brings down a mechilta that says when it gets to yantiv, it says kol melacha lo yaseh lachem. Any melacha should not be done for you. It doesn't say kol melacha lo yaseh, you shouldn't do. Kol melacha lo yaseh. And you could read it, lo ye'ase. It should not be done. No malacha should be done for you. Even if a guy does a malacha for you, it would be aser. That's brought down in Reish Mem Dalet. The Sharatin Lemaisa quotes it. And he says that the guy says that it's a Torah Sefer, Mechlal. There is no such Mechalta whatsoever. And he says, Lemaisa, he goes, that according to Rav Rishenim, it's Sakana Aser
It's only Altimid Rabbanan. There's no Mitzvah Daraisa. He says that the Ayin Beitiris and Reish Mem Gimel. Ayin Beitiris and Soif Sim and Reish Mem Dalet. This is a Shartin Reish Mem Gimel. Mashakos and the Chol to Rishim Asmar. The Smugi and the Tzatzkele Ulai Hu Joshua Gemuru. The Svag thought that maybe it's a Daraisa. However, Ayin Levush Abul Mikol Apoyis Kemash Madurak Midur Abanan. Ayin Ramban Shakos of Gamke Dirusum Mutoris Yudim Echol Tov Chenis Kema Goyim Bagoyis of That it's a third. The pashtus is that from all the achrenim, it sounds like all the rishonim and all the achrenim, it sounds like that Amir Lenochri is not asmi deraisa. It's only asmi derabanan. So to be masked with that thesis is that it's asmi deraisa. Lachur, the pashtus is that it's not only asmi derabanan. Why do I say according to this? Why did thesis say that we're not allowed to be nene from the malach of a goy lest I come to ask the goy to do malacha? Lachur, it's exir. You have to say, like on the Rishayim, that in the Hanavi, Kula Chadik Zero. And therefore, there's, it's not considered Zero, Zero, it's all considered 1-0. That's Bedas Teshus. Now, Bedas Rashi, Lechura, Rashi said something else. Rashi said the reason why you're not allowed to ask a goy. The reason why you're not allowed to be nene from a malach of a goy is because you're not allowed to be nene from a lech Shabbos. So we ask, if that's the whole reason why you're not allowed to be nene, lechur, there's no malach when a goy does something on Shabbos. There's no iser for a goy to do malach on Shabbos. There's iser for a yid to do malach. If a yid cooks on Shabbos, you're not allowed to be nene. But for a goy to do malach on Shabbos, how can you say that it's iser? Tosfos says that the reason you're not allowed to be nene is because you might come to ask the goy, and kula chodik there. But according to Rashi, that learns that the reason why you're not allowed to be nene is because you're not allowed to be nene for Malacha Shabbos. How could you say that there's Malacha Shabbos when there's no iser for a guy to do Malacha on Shabbos? So the truth is, if you look at the Rashba, in Erev and Daf Mem, Sefer Divrei Matzil, Girsas Asfarim, he brings down the Machlokes Rishonim of why it's usher to be nene for Malachas Goy. He brings down the Reed that says you're not allowed to be nene because you might come to ask the guy to do it. And then he says, brings down Rashi. Rashi says a different reason. You shouldn't be nene for the malecha of the that was done on Shabbos. He says v'divrei Rashi nirim ikar. And he says, what's the difference if a yid does the malecha or a guy does malecha? With regard to v'divrei Shiyasa, we know that if a yid does a malecha, then it's mutter right after Shabbos. Very often, when it's mutter right after Shabbos. You don't have to wait v'divrei Shiyasa. As opposed to if a guy does a malecha, you have to wait v'divrei Shiyasa. Says the Rashba. The malacha anatas ayde goy, the asi lizul zuliba, vila akuliba, vila meimur la goy, therefore ichmir ba ishlayanim imen arkadesh yasa b'chom. Bedas Rashi says this. Even Bedas Rashi, the reason why you're not allowed to be nene, says the Rashba, from the malacha that the goy did on Shabbos, is because you might come to ask the goy. You're going to be mezalzel and you're starting to be new while your malacha is ayde goy, which is really the ikar zera of Amir Lachum, the Pashtas. Pashtas, the reason why Chazal said that there's a shlichus l'chumra, it's kilo as a feature shliach, it's because we didn't want that your person should be doing all his malachas on Shabbos. The Ritzvah says this before in our sugya. He says, you can ask a guy, you know, make a challenge for me, turn on my factory, turn on the lights, turn off the lights, turn on the maskan, get turned, there's nothing that you can't do on Shabbos, I day of God. Which is, B'mayram was going where Ramosha said in Shuvah, they're not allowed to use Shabbos clocks. Because Shabbos clocks, he says, can't sign, is nichlal mamash in the same zera as Amir Lakum. Because you're going to do all your malacha on with Shabbos clocks. You turn off lights, on lights, mazganim, air conditioners, factories, everything. You could be working on Shabbos clocks. Mamela, there's a... Rashi understood the reason why you're not allowed to... The Rashi understood by Das Rashi that the reason why you're not allowed to be nene from the malacha of the goy which was done on Shabbos, not because be'etzem there's an iser in the malacha. There is no iser for a goy to do malacha. But it's a zulzul in the whole Shabbos. When a guy, if you're going to be allowed to be nene from the malach of a guy, then the whole Shabbos is going to come, is going to be upgeshvach by him. Al derech, the Rambam. We saw the other pshat that the Rambam says at the beginning of Perek Vav, Hilchos Shabbos, that the reason why Amir Lenochri is aser is because you're going to come to Mazal and come to do malachas yourself, possibly. Here he says, possibly you're going to ask the guy. Asi la kuli bevi lemeimer la guy. But the whole, no matter how you learn, at the end of the day, the reason it seems it all boils down to that there's a chashash that there's going to be a zilzil in the Shabbos, and therefore you're going to come to do it yourself, you're going to come to ask the guy, and that's something that Chazal didn't want.
What's the nafka mina? How we learn with Das Rashi is when you come to Tesis Kashra. Tesis asks, L'chur, there's a stira. I think Daniel might have a lot of trouble with this. There's a stira from Daf Kuf Kaf Aleph to Kuf Kaf Beis. On Kuf Kaf Aleph, Omer Aleph, it says that if a guy comes to put out a fire, you don't have to tell him to stop. Put out the fire, that's fine. You light a vinena from it, you don't have to tell him to stop. That's not a problem. Comes to Daf Kuf Kaf Beis Omer Aleph, and it says a guy that wants to light a candle for you, you're not light a vinena from it. And the pashtus is you have to stop him also. You have to be meicher. The Tzibur David says it's mukher chadeitus from the fact that yes, there's a stira between this Gemara and last Gemara, but you have to stop him. On Kuf Kaf Aleph it says he comes to put out your fire. Don't stop him. Be nana from the fact you put out the fire. He comes to light a fire, and you have to stop him, and you're not allowed to be nana from it. What's the difference between the two? So the truth is that the Gemara says the reason why you don't have to stop him on Kuf Kaf Aleph is because Nachri Adayik is an afshay of it. A Nachri is doing it for himself. He's being nana for himself. When he comes to put out the fire, even though he knows that he's being mahana a yid, he's helping out the yid, but he's not doing it to help out the yid. He's not such an altruistic guy. He's doing it because he knows that at the end of the day, you're going to pay him back. When you get your tray of chocolates inside the cereal box, it's going to be, he's the neighbor that you're going to give it to. Or the shnei tzlaim, like the ma'isa shayim. Mamela, the guy did it for himself. But if that's the case, that when a guy does something for a yid, we say that really his intention is for himself, so how come it comes to a ner, we don't say the same thing? When he lights the candle for the yid, you're right that he's trying to make the room bright for the yid. But his intention is that after Shabbos, he's going to pay him back. I know by us in Beitar, they have a Shabbos guy. And anytime that he comes to your house, you have to pay him 20 shekel. After Shabbos, he comes around to all the different houses by, and he picks up his 20 shekel. He knows he's getting his 20 shekel. That doesn't matter everything. We'll see. It doesn't matter most things. But for the things that are matter, it's a matter. But certainly the guy has a mind after Shabbos. He goes around to 15, 20 people and made himself a good 200 shekel. He's happy for that. That's what the guy is happy for. So look, that's what he's doing over here. So why? But when it comes to putting out the fire, we say it's a daita de nafshei. And when it comes to turning on the fire, we say not that way. So now this is where it's going to be a nafka mina, how we learn with Das Rashi. If we learn with Das Rashi, that the reason why it's usher to be nana from a malacha, from the malacha of a guy, is because you're not allowed to be nana from a malacha which was done on Shabbos. A guy doesn't have an isser, nevertheless it was done on Shabbos, therefore it's usher. So then you can say that there's a big difference between Kuf Kaf Aleph and Kuf Kaf Beis. Kuf Kaf Beis, your mama is being nana from a malacha which was done on Shabbos. He turned on a light from you, I'm getting hanah from that light. As opposed to where the guy puts out the fire, so then, be'etzem, you're not being nana from anything. What was burnt already, in the fire, is burnt. It's not coming back. The guys didn't save that. And what didn't get burnt, the guy didn't give to you. He prevented it from getting burnt. But that's only metallic, that's only mavriach hari. He didn't be'etzem give you anything. There's no hanoa befoil, there's no hanoa mamoshes that he gave you. So therefore you could say, there's no problem to be nana from that. As opposed to when he's turning on the light, there you're being nana mamish from a light. And we'll see this is big naf kamina l'alacha, asking a guy to turn on a light and turn off the light when you're being nana befoil, when you're not being nana maybe, it's only a shlili. We'll see that there's not communion. L'chor wouldn't be sure. But if you understand that the reason is like Taisvitz, al derech Taisvitz, like the Rashi says, but that's Rashi, that the reason why you're not allowed to be nana from malacha of a guy is because, even though there's no isser for him to do, but you might come to ask him to do malachas. So if that's the case, you might come to ask him to do malachas, then l'chor there's no nafkamina between turning on a light and putting out a fire. I'm going to ask him to put out the fire also. The guy's palace is burning down. He's going to ask the guy to, his mansion is burning down, he's going to ask the guy to put out the fire. And Betham Taisus has this record. Taisus says the kasha. Taisus Mechadish says Taisus, no. Over here we don't say Adaita de Nafshe Yavim. Why not? Hani mili b'kiboy v'chayyotzi boish in Yisrael nene b'maysa anachim. Aval hacha sheguf Yisrael nene b'maysa shanachri lo yamin an Adaita de Nafshe Yavim hoyol v'anachim miskaven l'ana osayim. In this case we don't say Adaita de Nafshe. We thought that any time that a guy does something he does it for himself. No. Over here we don't say Adaita de Nafshi. He did it, why? Because the yid is mamash being nana from the malacha. He saw that the yid was sitting in the dark, and he was trying to eat his meal in the dark, and he kept on missing his fork in the food. So comes along the, in those days they didn't have any light. When it was dark, it was dark. Kitzer, he couldn't see anything. Comes along the guy and he feels so bad for him, and he turns on the light. He's mamash being mahana. It's not that he's putting out the fire in his mansion. He's mamash turning on the light so that he can eat his food. He sees he's shaking from the cold. So he turns on the, he lights a fire in the fireplace. His mama's being mahana.
All of a sudden the guy became altruistic and he's doing it without himself in mind. What happened? Now it's not a daita than Hashem. So says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, B'dat Tosfos, the way that he says in Reish Mem Daled, Reish Mem Beis Sifyud, he says that Zichron, he does have himself in mind. The Shulchan says, what's his Iker Kavanah? When he's going to put out the fire and the Yid is not there in front of him, why did he come running to put out the fire? The Yid's not here, he's not doing anything to the Yid. He knows he's going to get paid back after Shabbos. That's his Iker intention. Yeah, he's also giving Hanot to the Yid, but his Iker intention is to get paid back. Over here, what's his Iker intention? Over here, his Iker intention is to help out the Yid. Zichur, if he didn't think he was getting paid back, he probably wouldn't do it. But Lamaisa, what was the impetus for him to do it? He saw the Yid trembling. He saw the Yid, he's sitting in the dark. The mail is Iker Kavana is for the Yid. When his Iker Kavana is for the Yid, then it's going to be Aser. We go Aser, come to us that there's really Shaykh two Machshavis when a guy does a Malacha. And we go Aser, Iker Machshavah. And Lechara, this is the Nekuda, Iker is, in the rest of the Sugya. How do we define whether or not there's a Malacha which is going to be Aser or is going to be Mutter? When the guy does it for a Yid, is it considered if he did it for a Yid, if he didn't do it for a Yid? The shell is, what is the Iker Kavana? What is the Iker Kavana of the guy when he's doing the Malacha? It could be that he has two Machshavas, it could be he's doing it for two people. Where's the Iker? And that's the shell, that's where we're done. That's how we define whether or not there's going to be a Isser Malacha or not. Where do we see this? The Gemara brings down a Malacha, a Machlaikis. The Gemara says that when a guy does a malacha for a yid, for himself, it's mutter, unless it's makira. If it's makira, then it's aser. In fact, the Gemara, we see the case. Rabbi Gamliel makira havi. Rabbi Gamliel was makira. How come when Rabbi Gamliel was on the boat and the guy went and made a gangplank, he made the ramp to go down? How come Rabbi Gamliel was allowed to walk down? L'chura was makirai, and therefore it should be aser. Omer Abaya shalei b'fanav havei. Abaya says it was shalei b'fanav, he wasn't there. And shalei b'fanav, then it doesn't make a difference if it's makirai. Rava omer afilo teinu b'fanav, ner lech ner lemeo. Rava says no, even if it was b'fanav, over here it's different. Because the guy needed the ramp himself. So Mamela, even though he's makirai, Rav Gamliel's makirai, but Zichur, he did it for himself. And if he did it for himself, Ner Lech and Ner Lemeo, Rav Gamliel is allowed to be there. So there's two Nekudas that have to be handled, that the Olam handles both of these Nekudas. First of all, Rava says, even Bafanav is Mutter, because Ner Lech and Ner Lemeo. And Abaye doesn't hold of Ner Lech and Ner Lemeo. That was the treatise of the Gemara. The Gemara says, why do we need two cases? Betrichon, Diash Miner Ner, Mishum de Ner Lech and Ner Lemeo. Avo Mayim, Likdu Damas and Lefushe. So that was the passage of the Gemara. No one was chelik on Ner Lech and Ner Lemeo. Abaye all of a sudden is not chelik, is chelik on Ner Lech and Ner Lemeo. And he holds it. That's the machlekes. Rava holds Ner Lech and Ner Lemeo, and Abaye holds not that way. That's the first aro. And the second aro is, what does Rava hold with regard to Shalei B'fanav? Abaye says it's talking about that it was Shalei B'fanav, and therefore, even though he's makirai, since Rav Gamliel wasn't there, he didn't have him in mind. And what does Rava hold by Shalei B'fanav? Rava only talked about B'fanav. What's Shalei B'fanav? What does Rava hold in that case? So achas lachas. Let's go on the first meter. Does Abaye hold of Ner Lech and Ner Lemeo? So it's not clear. Maybe that's Rashi. Maybe it's not their way. Taisa is mefurish. Taisa says lehedya. Abaye holds of Ner Lech and Ner Lemeo. Certainly Abaye holds of it. That's the theme of Gemara. The Gemara says before and the Ner Lech and Ner Lemeo that everybody agreed to. So how come over here it's going to be aser if Ner Lech and Ner Lemeo and the guy when he made the ramp he had to make the guy was on the boat also. How is the guy going to get off the boat? He Zichur had himself in mind. So when he did it, very good Rav Gamliel was there, but he had to do it for himself. What's the difference if Rav Gamliel was there? L'chur Ner Lech and Ner Lemeo. Says Teishmit, Ha'chlem haya b'fanav, Iker haya nasa l'tar Rav Gamliel, Shurit nasi v'sav reish t'sfina. You're right, Zichur had himself in mind. He needed to get off. What was his Iker Kavana? His Iker Kavana was Rav Gamliel, Mamiel, that's going to be okay. That means the guy Zichur had two things in mind. The guy also wants to get off the boat. He doesn't want to jump into the water and swim. So he made the ramp for himself also. But nevertheless, if Rabbi Gamliel would have been there, then we would have said the Iker Kavana was from Rabbi Gamliel. The Mela, what defines whether or not it's Aser and it's not Aser? What your Iker Kavana is. He did it for himself, but his Iker Kavana is from Gamliel, therefore it's Aser. Now go to the second Eden. Rava, what does Rava hold by Shalei B'fanav? If it's Makirai and it's Shalei B'fanav. So
there's big machlekes in the chaburim. In the chaburim says, what's by makirei and shalei b'fano? Does Rava agree to Abaya that shalei b'fano is going to be mutter or no? Rava says shalei b'fano. If it's makirei and he knows the yid and he knows that the yid needs it, then even shalei b'fano is going to be also. So the truth is the machlekes rishim and it's brought down into mishnah chafei. The halacha is brought down, and the bir halacha is bayrich, whether or not there is taka, what does Rav Ashita is? Because it's enough to mean a halacha, we pass like Rav. What does Rav hold? Shalei b'fano. Memeli says that Shaita says, he brings down Kama Rishenim, by us, they saw the Ram says Lahedio, the Rajba says Lahedio, the Rav Magid says, the Kama Bekama Rishenim learn that Rav Zichar maskim to Abaya, that if it's Shalei b'fano, if the yid is not there, then even though it's makira, it's still going to be mutter. Rava was just mechadish, afilu teim befanov. It's maduring in the Gemara. You can even zetzerayin also befanov. Even by befanov, you could say that it's mutter because neil echa neil meya. However, there are those rishonim that learn that the bir lacham brings down tesis and other rishonim learn that no. According to Rava, if it's shalei befanov and it's makira, then it's going to be aser, because he has him in mind. The shaila is, what's the tzad? To say that he has the yid in mind, the yid is not there. He needs it for himself. And the yid is not there. To say that it's going to be aser because he, ki'ilu has to be did it with intention for the yid, that was his ikar intention. L'chura, a goy does it a daita de nafshe. If he's right there in front of him, you could say it. Maybe his ikar kavana, he did it a daita de nafshe, but his ikar kavana was for the goy. It was for the yid. But if the yid is not there, to say that that's his ikar kavana, l'chura is a little bit shver.
It's
not on Nerech Nerech,
it's
not on Nerech. Nerech
Nerech,
you don't need Shlefon of the drug. It's all about Shat B'Marv Shishur. That's for Shishur. Yeah, so that's even, that's the same Shalom though. Same Shalom.
What?
Maybe it would be
a Gzera
Tafushi.
It's
a Gzera Tafushi, but it wouldn't be to say that it should be Asr because he has it in mind.
Makira. So he knows
him. Do we have a Gzera Mishum Afushi? That would be the only reason why it should be
Asr. He doesn't have to be
a follower
to know he's coming.
And he has him in mind.
I know he's on the ship.
Yes, so the shaila is though, why would that be aser? If my ikar intention is for myself, for the guy to use it afterwards, shouldn't be an iser.
Because the extra that I do.
That's if he does extra. If he does extra. So you want to say maybe there's a gzeir that he's going to do extra. But where he's not, where he takes it for himself, for the yid to use the leftovers, which was the cases of the Mishnah, then l'chur that should be mutter, because he didn't have the yid in mind, even though he's makir. It's possible to say that maybe he has both of them in mind. We do see in the Gemara says that if a yid, irshi yisrael v'nachrim darim b'seicha, v'yisabba v'erchaz marchaz b'shabbis, imrei v'nachrim mutter, l'irchaz gom yad ha'shabbis, imrei yisrael yam v'chdei shi'echamo, and if it's mechzal mechzal, then it's awesome. It says that by Merchas, and it says that in Agea to a Mesiba. When you light a candle, and there's 20 Goyim and 10 Yidin, you lit it for the Goyim. There's 20 Yidin and 10 Goyim, and you lit it for the Yidin. And if it's Mechza Mesi, then it's also it's lit for both. That we see also over here, the Yisrael is, that even though certainly when they heat up the water in the bathhouse, they have 200 Goyim and 100 Yidin. They don't have everybody in town in mind. But possibly they have everybody in town in mind. But the Ikra Gavan is for the right. So Mamela Hagam that they also had the Yidin in mind. We go back to the Ikar Kavano and we go back to the Reif. The only shaila is when it's Mechzal Mechzal. When you have half and half, then you have a shaila, what do you have? Rashi seems to say, it's two Pshat and Rashi, that either were Suffolk who you had in mind or you had both of them in mind. And there you could have two Kavanas, you had both of them in mind. So we see that when a guy has both people in mind, even, then in a Hanami, Yitak would be Aser just as if he had just that person in mind. So we see that we go buster, it's shayach to have. The yisurid that's coming out is that even though there's the yisurid of anachri adaita denafshe ka'ovin, that a goy does things with his own best interest in mind, that doesn't always mean that everything is going to be mutter. That's only mutter in certain scenarios. Where that's the ikar kavano, then in a chanami, that's what's going to be, then it's going to be mutter. If that's not the ikar kavano, then it's not going to be mutter. And we always go buster the ikar kavano. If right is Yisrael, then we go bust to the right. That's the Zikr Kavanah. And Rav is Goyim, we go bust to the Goyim. And if it's half and half, then we don't know. We go bust to both of them. We see another, this you said also, the last Gemara with regard to Shmuel. Shmuel says, there's a story with Shmuel, the Shmuel was together, the Yerushalmi says that he was in a guy's house, and the guy went and lit a candle. So Shmuel thought that the candle was for himself, and immediately turned away his face. Then he saw that the guy started reading his papers next to the candle. He says, oh, I see that the guy obviously did it for himself, and therefore it's not a problem. Tosfos and the Rishonim point out that it's talking about that there could be that there was Rav Yisrael here. You have Rav Yisrael here, and had there been no Hayichacha why the guy lit it, Zichr, his intention, is for the Yisrael. But once you have a Hayichacha, you have a proof that he did it for himself, then we say that that's a Zichr intention. And if we have a proof that that's what he did, that's a Zichr intention. And the truth is, we say the same thing the other way also. Let's say you have 100 Gayim and 5 Yidin sitting down at a party. And it's pitch black. And no one's turning on the light. And a Yid calls out, could somebody please turn on the light? And somebody goes and strikes a match and lights a candle. A guy goes and strikes a match and lights a candle. Says the Prima Gadol in Reish Rambam and the Reish Rambam. He says, Hagam that the Roiv is the Gayim. You have 200 Gayim and you have 5 Yidin. But it's Muchach over here that the guy did the Malacha for the Yid and not for the guy. And really in such a case, in such a case it's going to be also to be nana for me because you have a chacha that he did it for the Yid. Now the shayla is in a case where it's even. You don't know who he did it for. The guy does it, you don't have any chacha. The guy does it letzar koyu letzar chachirim. The guy lit it for both you and somebody else. That's the shayla in Yerushalmi. What halacha is. This will end really the Ayin Pirush Mishnayos also. L'chura, that's what, just to be misakim, what we have over here, we said L'chura in the din of Amir La'akum, we have, Rashi seems to say that there's two din of Amir La'akum. There's one out Davar Davar, and there's one out Amir La'akum Mishum Shvus. Kama Achrenim learn that there's two din of Bemis. There's on Shabbos, there's Taka Tu Yisurim. There's the Isser Dibur, you're not allowed to say Dibur or Osir on Shabbos to ask a guy to do something. And there's the Isser Malacha, when he does a Malacha for you, there's a Shlichus which is going on, it's as if you did it. The Nafkamin is going to be in a case where you ask him before Shabbos to do Malacha on Shabbos, it's only Osir out the Shlichus. And if you ask him on Shabbos to do Malacha after Shabbos, it's only Osir out the Dibur. Is there a Dibur which is Osir Midaraito, or is it only Midarabanan? The Pashas of Rav, Achreinim and Rishenim Pashtas is that there's only Isser Derabanan, there's Diyukim in Rashi possibly, and in Tosfos that maybe it's Asmi Deraiso, that those the Prima Gadol Taka learns that way, in Tosfos that it's Taka Asmi Deraiso. Most Shitas hold that it's only Isser Derabanan. The Bedas Rashi that says that when a guy does a malacha for you, you're not allowed to be Nene. What's the reason why you're not allowed to be Nene? Is it because you're being nene from a malacha which was done on Shabbos? Or is it, no, there's no malacha when a guy does something on Shabbos. There's no Isser. It's because Shabbos is going to become Mezuzel. There's going to be a Zuzel Shabbos. If you allow Nachum to do all your malachas, Alderach what Taisa says. And therefore you might come to ask a guy to do malacha yourself. Shabbos is going to become like Ko, Alderach like the Rambam says. And then we have the last Nekuda that we have over here is when a guy does a malacha for a Yid, how do we know what the guy's intention is? Maisam Kufkof Alfa says that a guy does something adaita denafshe. When he does a malacha for a Yid, he really has his best intentions in mind, and therefore it's motive for the Yid to be nene. On Kufkof Beis, it says you're not allowed to be nene from what a guy does for you. Because what a guy does for you is, he has the Yid in mind. He doesn't have himself in mind. On that we said, it's really telling you what the Iker Kavana is. In a case where, Taisa says, in a case where he lit it and the goof of the Yid is being nene, then the Iker Kavana is for the Yid, the way that the Shulchan Aruch Rav is Masber Taisa, the Iker Kavana is for the Yid, and therefore we don't reckon with the fact that the Yid, that the guy is also having himself in mind, we go bust the Iker Kavana. When it's Rav Yidin, we go bust the Iker Kavana. When it's there's a Chacha, we go bust the Iker Kavana. Even if the Yid has another Kavana in mind, nevertheless, we go bust the Iker Kavana. Just the Rashba says, the Rashba asks the same steer from Kufkaf Alf, Kufkaf Beis. He says the only place that they mattered for to be nene from a guy is dafka by tleito, by a fire, where the guy's going to lose all his money. There, they said that you're allowed to be semach on the guy, you don't have to stop him. By any other malacha, you have to stop him. And he says, that's Shan in the Maisa. Yosef ben Simoi, why did he stop them? Because he held that kiboy is just like every other malacha. The same way every other malacha, you have to stop, so too by kiboy. By kiboy taka, you don't have to stop him.